If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Coronavirus death projection.
That number could sharply rise.
California's reopening plan.
As early as the end of this week.
Deadly confrontation.
A verbal altercation over not wearing a mask.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. Just as more businesses come to life in this country, there are stark predictions about death. Estimates of 3,000 daily deaths in the U.S. by June and the potential for more than 130,000 total fatalities by August. Here's CBS's Janet Chamlian.
From the public health point of view, namely, there will be more deaths.
Chris Murray, director of the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, isn't mincing words. Relaxing social distancing guidelines too soon, he says, will cause a major spike.
This rise of mobility in the last week or 10 days is likely leading to some increased transmission.
The model's projections, which have been favored by the White House, worry health officials as states across the country reopen.
At the White House, CBS News correspondent Paula Reed has more on projections from Johns Hopkins University.
The school said the results were not to be used as forecasts, but illustrate that some scenarios, like relaxing social distancing too soon, are likely to cause significant increases in COVID cases and deaths in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci said that while models can change based on the assumptions entered, the core principles don't.
When you have mitigation that's containing something, and unless it's down in the right direction and you pull back prematurely, you're going to get a rebound of cases.
California, one of the first states to take strict action to try to stop the spread of the virus, is now making some plans to slowly get back to business.
The reopenings as early as this week will be gradual, says Governor Gavin Newsom.
Clothing, bookstores, music, toys, florists.
Only some stores and businesses will be allowed to reopen, and only if they enforce social distancing. It will not include office buildings, shopping malls, and dine-in restaurants. The openings could be limited to areas where COVID-19 is under control. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Big supermarket chains like Kroger and Costco are now limiting meat purchases. Supply fears being driven by the number of virus cases among workers at production plants all over the country. CBS's Dean Reynolds has more.
JBS plants and a Tyson facility are among the meat processors partially reopening this week. JBS says it will ramp up safety precautions, while Tyson says workplaces will be retrofitted with partitions and thermometers.
We have secured the personal protective equipment for Smithfield, and we also will make sure the contact tracing happens as well.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is providing equipment and free testing to the Smithfield pork plant in Sioux Falls, where more than 800 workers tested positive for the virus.
If we don't take control of the meat processing plants,
Axel Fuentes, executive director of the Rural Community Workers Alliance in Missouri, is suing Smithfield, alleging workers were not properly protected.
And there are still some areas where the workers are crowding.
Smithfield says there will be new protocols, including physical barriers between workers, plus temperature checks.
A Michigan couple and their adult son have been charged in the fatal shooting of a security guard last Friday at a Family Dollar store in Flint. Prosecutor David Layton says guard Calvin Munnerlin told the couple's daughter she couldn't go in the store without a face mask.
One of the black males started yelling at Munnerlin about disrespecting his wife. The other black male then walks up to Munnerlin and shoots Munnerlin.
In Colorado, KCNC-TV reporter Rick Salinger tells us authorities swept into a neighborhood in Loveland, north of Denver, where a man is accused of planning an armed protest against the state's coronavirus restrictions.
Just a big loud boom at 7 a.m. And all of a sudden, there's 3 and 4 police cars out here.
Inside was 53-year-old Bradley Bunn.
He's pretty reclusive.
There were also 4 pipe bombs and ingredients.
Doesn't really come out in the neighborhood very much.
On Bunn's Facebook, it reads, "When tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty." The page also stated he might not live much longer.
Carnival Cruise Line says it will gradually resume operations in North America in August, with 8 ships operating from Texas and Florida. Destinations include the Bahamas and Mexico. A government no-sail order is due to expire in late July. The Secretary of the Senate has turned down Joe Biden's request for the release of any documents pertaining to the sexual assault claim from a former Senate staffer. Confidentiality requirements under the law were cited in the response to Biden, who publicly denied the accusations last week. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy tells us President Trump is on the move today.
The president heads to Phoenix to tour a Honeywell aerospace plant where hundreds of workers are now making N95 masks. Just months ago, the facility was only being used for storage. It's the first trip on Air Force One for the president since a short flight to Norfolk, Virginia at the end of March. The president says he's not likely to hold campaign rallies with massive crowds until the fall.
Washington state officials plan an effort over the next few weeks to try to eradicate what are known as murder hornets, 2-inch Asian creatures that kill honeybees and sometimes people. State entomologist Chris Looney says the hornets have large stingers.
That stinger can punch right through a regular beekeeping suit. The man who destroyed the nest up in Nanaimo, British Columbia, was stung multiple times and described it as hot thumbtacks being driven into his skin. So, ouch.
The plan involves experts trapping queens, and Looney warns people should not try to take action against the hornets on their own. Along a Utah highway, State Trooper Rick Morgan pulled over a driver who was swerving so badly he thought the person needed medical help.
It was pretty clear when the window came down. Was not expecting to find what I found.
What he found was a 5-year-old boy at the wheel who said he was going to California to buy a Lamborghini with the $3 in his pocket. He was able to head off when his teenage sister took a nap.
I seen that the truck was gone, that he was gone, and the keys were gone.
No one got hurt. The boy's parents came and picked him up. There are some privacy concerns about a coronavirus tracking app that's been used in Asia and might be deployed in Great Britain.
The app tracks everyone's movement, so if someone's diagnosed with COVID-19, everyone they've come into contact with can be traced, which worries human rights lawyer Matthew Ryder.
The government needs to justify why they're going for the system that has a greater interference with privacy than the one that should do the job with less interference.
The app is being piloted on Britain's Isle of Wight. If the government does try to roll it out nationally, there may be a legal challenge. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Who knows when or if there will be Major League Baseball this year, but today in South Korea, that country's baseball season got underway more than a month late. There were health screenings for players and coaches. Umpires wore protective masks. No fans in the stands, but pictures of some were placed in empty stadium seats. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday, the 5th of May. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.